EKN Trackside live here at the SCUSA Summer Nationals Friday practice. The lights are on. It's dark here. We're working our way through the final run in the rotation. On to Tagmaster, the driver who has actually led the way all weekend long. Maybe it's the experience. Maybe it's the bravado. We'll see. Ethan Wilson, fastest driver in Tagmaster. Congrats, man. It's working.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rob. My FA cart prepared by Phil Giebler with D-Power engine is just really running good. We've dropped on track. Things been strong. Balance is good. Haven't really made any changes. It's kind of low-grip circuit. Just takes a lot of skill to run it. 30 years of driving really kind of pays off in these kind of circumstances.
You know, funny thing, back in the day, we used to always say that if you could be fast at Dixon in California, you could be fast anywhere, right? That was that deal where it just had enough kind of different corners show up, and the setup there was set up everywhere. You got a lot of experience on different kind of racetracks, whether it's Oceania Grand Prix, blah, blah, blah. Are you drawing on everything from the experience to be fast right now?
Yeah, it's fun. Actually, when we entered the track today, it's the 30th different track I've got on my Micron. And I just think being all the different places, all the different times. You know, and I'm really trying easy this weekend, too. I feel no pressure. I'm not trying to prove anything. Just out to have a nice time. I'm here with my friends, here with my team. My dad's here to support me. Wife's coming up. I'm just really pleased, and we had a good run. I figure, hey, we still got a long way to go. This was just the practice, but we've made time in every session. We've been good on used tires, new tires. Motor's real solid. We tried one little change. We know where we're going to go back to. And the laps are consistent. Every lap, it's the same. It's the same.
And that's wild because, obviously, you know, we talk about a different mindset for a road course. I mean, a temporary circuit, a street circuit like this. Setup the same is the same as well. Track changes so much every session. You know, we go from a street to it just keeps getting rubbered up and rubbered up. How have you been able to stay up front? And that's one of those things. You can always make that mistake when you're changing the setup to try to predict the track, but you're up front still.
Yeah, you know, right at the beginning of the practice, I wanted to put some gear on it. And Daniel from Deep Tower said, no, you just got to wait. It's all going to come in. And it's kind of cooled off. And what it is, it's not really building a lot of grip. You can feel that the rubber's going down, but it isn't going down thick. And we got the car set up for, low grip, high roll. Don't have too much in it so that it's just rolling free. I really think it's just a bunch of the driving. You know, we haven't had to chase the car too much with it. We don't think we'll change a whole lot with it. You can feel the track starting to come in, so we're going to be mindful of where it is. But right now, we're pretty comfortable. Low grip setup, and it's rolling free.
You know, more than the Spring Nationals, qualifying is going to be important. You feel like you have a good car for qualifying tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely positive about qualifying tomorrow. I put on fresh tires in that third session, and we just pounded that third lap. It was just a killer. And the car set up good. The laps are consistent. Came in on lap three, and the only drop off in time was when I had to move by some back markers. So I can run the laps. I can run it good. I'm ready for fresh tires. I feel real confident about a strong qualifying position and a strong run all weekend. All I got to do is just keep my head in the game, and we'll see where where it all falls out. You never can predict. You don't want to get too high when you're too good, but we're feeling real positive, real confident in what we're doing here at the Modesto Grand Prix.
Hey, good luck tomorrow.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rob. We appreciate it.
There he is, folks. Ethan Wilson, fastest driver in Tagmaster all day. Tomorrow's a different day, but he is very confident heading into qualifying.